What's your name and your title?
My name is Brenda McMahon. I'm a ceramic artist full-time for 25 years and owner of Brenda McMahon Gallery.
How many years have you been here in the St. Pete area?
I've been living in St. Pete for a total of about 14 years. About six of them were part-time and the rest was full-time. The most recent is full-time.
Organizations involved in?
Well, I'm the chair of the Arts Committee at the Gulfport Merchant Chamber, so that takes up a lot of my time. I'm the founder and artist member of Art Jones Open Studio Tour, which is a collective of professional studio artists in Gulfport, a member of the St. Pete Arts Alliance, and a co-coordinator of the Gulfport Fine Art Festival.
Brenda, what gets you out of bed every day?
You know, literally what gets me out of bed every day is my 72-pound Rhodesian Ridgeback.
I knew you were going to say that.
But the other thing, Phil, that gets me out of bed every day is love. Love just pummels me out of bed. And art and the business of art and teaching and workshops and creativity. And I just absolutely love what I do. And I think that I just wake up ready to go because I'm excited about all of that.
Why St. Pete for you?
St. Pete is an amazing city. I sort of stumbled upon it, wasn't looking for it, but I love it for a few reasons. It's such a great art town, and it's a studio art town, and I love that, being a studio artist. So if it's the glass or the clay or the painting, there's just so many studios around and so many working artists around. The other thing I really love about St. Pete is everybody's young. If they're 80 here, they're young. They're 60 here, they're young. There's such a vitality. There's such an engagement. There's such a zest for life here that whenever I meet people, I always think this is like the youngest group of all range people that I've ever met. So I love that kind of diversity in age and energy.
Tell us, Brenda, what's one habit that you keep?
I am so busy all the time. So one of the things I need is quiet contemplation. And so one of the habits I keep is the morning is my hour. So when I wake up, even though I'm excited about what's to come, I usually sit for a solid hour. I make a smoothie or a cup of coffee or whatever I'm in the mood for. And I really have like an hour of kind of quiet contemplation. And I just root myself where I am before I start my day. And then after about an hour, I get a nudge on the knee from a big, wet, black nose. And then I go for about a 45-minute walk. Then everybody else gets put aside and I start my day. And I do that every single day.
Who are some people that have influenced you or continue to influence you?
In this area, there's so many amazing people that are doing really incredible work. And I'm really inspired and influenced by that. And so being a ceramic artist and being so involved in the arts community, locally, you know, the folks at the Warehouse Arts District and everything that's going on, I love what they're doing. And I've been following Duncan McClellan's compound there for years, from when it first opened to what it's grown into. And that really inspires me and influences me. And there's a gallery in Scottsdale, Arizona, with a gentleman who is so open sharing the business of art with artists. And I read all of his blogs, and I'm so inspired by it's Xanadu Gallery and Jason Juarez. And I just love his work. And so I think in general, I'm just really inspired by artists that are just so engaged in not only doing their artwork, but engaged in the world and kind of pulling the art appreciators together with the artists in a variety of creative ways.
Share one piece of insight with us, a book, practice, or methodology that, you know, you'd like our readers to know about.
I do a lot of reading about presence and being here now. My morning meditations is always sort of rooted in some sort of language like that. And I think that, you know, the insight is that we're all really so much more connected than we are separate. And I love that whatever door opens in the moment is perfect. It's the door you're supposed to walk through. It's what you're supposed to be doing, who you're supposed to meet. I love that. It's really kind of exciting to watch the theater of life unfold before you as you see that connection and go, oh, I wanted to do this, but this is what I'm supposed to do. And so be here now and be present to all the gifts that are placed before you. And they're not always easy, you know, the hard ones and the easy ones, but all of them.
That's a beautiful thing. So what's one thing you wish you knew about the work you do 3 years ago?
Yeah, that's a really hard one. I don't know that I have anything, except I kind of wish I knew how busy I'd be. I'm not sure I would change anything. Maybe I'd store up more energy, but I'm involved in so many things, and I always wish that the day was a 36-hour day rather than a 24-hour day. Probably the other extra time I'd spend doing a little relaxing.
What's next for you?
Yeah, next. I'm, of course, a ceramic artist, and I do these large tile pieces. And for my personal creative pursuits, I'm really interested in moving to larger scale public art. So I've had my eye open for that for a good 7 or so, 10 years, and kind of inching my way toward it, looking for that opportunity to open. And then just, I've got this beautiful gallery and this beautiful art community in Gulfport that's just exploding with creativity, and we're coming together. And I'm really excited to see what unfolds there for me, and kind of tap back into that, whatever door opens is the one I'm going to walk through. There's that, and then there's my international travels. I teach in Italy every other year, and I'd actually like to teach in a few other countries. So I have like a few different directions for what's next, and I'll see which door opens, and then I'll know.